This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Final hour of power as we take you around the DMV here on this Saturday afternoon. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up to noon Eastern time. The DOC, Rick Doc Walker, comes your way at that point. Denton Day going to follow up our guy, Rick Doc Walker. Then we got Nats baseball continuing tonight here on The Fan. Game number two for the fellas out of the All-Star break. I'll be real, Metal Chris, and this shows you how dialed in I was last night. I thought they were on the road. Doesn't matter, though. The bottom line is last night could have been the second win of the Miguel Cairo era. He now falls to 1-6 since taking over as the interim skipper here in the nation's capital. And if you got the chance to watch last night, when you think about what the Padres have been this season and how competitive and talented that group is, thought it was a really good showing from DC, man. I honestly did. Now, obviously, it was one of those evenings where, offense struggled a little bit. You registered 9 hits, but only able to turn it into 2 runs, and that didn't happen until C.J. Abrams went yard in the 8th, but I mean, look, you lost because Kyle Finnegan vomited last night. Like, that's the reason ultimately that you lost. He comes into a tie ball game and gives up a grand slam. He's been slumping, and obviously, when you think about the trade deadline and what the Nats could possibly, get in return for a guy like Kyle Finnegan, the more outings we see like last night, the less likely it is that Kyle Finnegan can be recouped, or that they can recoup assets, rather, for Kyle Finnegan. The tough part about last night, too, and we'll let you hear from Kyle Finnegan coming up here momentarily, but the other thing that I want to take a look at as well, and I remember my guy, me and Ben Strober, were sitting here on the night of the Home Run Derby talking about this. Ever since James Wood started using the Home Run Derby simulator, I'm going to go to the exact numbers. He has struggled at the plate. And last night, another rough night at the plate for James Wood, as he was 0-for-3, 3 strikeouts. Like, he has struggled. And I'm not going to make too much of it. Right, obviously one of the best young hitters in all of Major League Baseball right now, but he's definitely in a slump right now. Honestly, definitely in a slump right now in terms of, the way he has hit the baseball and the way that, he's been at the plate. But it's not really about James Wood. That's not really what I want to talk about from last night. Kyle Finnegan, when you think about how, close he was to not even coming back, and then the performances that he's had this year, particularly in his last two outings. What the hell is going on? Like, what the hell do the Nationals do during spring training? Like, I don't know, man. It's tough. I want to let you hear from Kyle Finnegan, though, man. Rough night for Finnegan last night. Comes into the game in a tie ball game after C.J. Abrams had a two-run blast in the eighth. And then Manny Machado lighting up Kyle Finnegan. He gave up 5 runs in his inning of work. Here's what Finnegan had to say post-game about the meltdown.
Hitting starts with small ball on their part. Once they get that first run across, what's the challenge of trying to keep it there and not letting it blow up?
Yeah, I mean, you know, super tough start to the inning. Hit through the hole, and then the number just finds a hole. You know, kind of feeling like everything they were hitting was finding a spot. So you just got to bear down, you know, try to find any way you can to get them off balance, to get a soft contact, you know, turn it some way. They executed the bunt there, and just trying to minimize, like, not let the inning snowball. I know it did, but, you know, mentally you're trying to stay one pitch at a time, and, you know, had an opportunity to Machado to get a double play and get out of it. That's what I was thinking. I was, you know, feeling like I still had a chance to do that, and he's a Hall of Fame hitter, and made a mistake, and he hit it out of the park.
What specifically were you trying to throw to Machado on that pitch?
Yeah, trying to go fastball away, you know, maybe get him leaking out over the plate and hit something soft to second base, turn it over play. Just left it up a little bit too much and put a really good swing on it. He's a really good player.
And what were the emotions there when he got a hold of that one?
Yeah, I mean, I knew it was out. As soon as he hit it, I knew it was a grand slam. Just frustrated, but... You know, I'm not going to sit here and feel sorry for myself. I got to pitch better. I got to play better. I'm going to show up tomorrow and work as hard as I can. And, you know, it's a bump in the road, but I'm not going to let it define my season. So I'm excited to show up tomorrow, and I hope I pitch tomorrow.
I know you haven't pitched as much.
Nationals closer Kyle Finnegan being open, honest, transparent yesterday at the podium. After his ninth inning meltdown, here is the latest on where things stand with the Washington Nationals after they lose the second half opener 7-2 yesterday to the Padres. Miguel Cairo 1-6 as the interim skipper. Nats have now lost 9 out of 10 and are a whopping 21 games under 500. So, oof, things not looking so good for the Washington Nationals. They play game number 2 of that series coming up here this afternoon here from Nationals Park. Pre-game coverage, of course, gets rolling right here on The Fan at 6:15 with Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. Our guy Denton Day will lead you in to our coverage of Washington Nationals baseball. It'll be Mitch Parker on the bump tonight for D.C. First pitch set for 6:45 right here from Nats Park. Take your calls at 1-800-636-1067. That's 1-800-636-1067. I'm going to keep the conversation rolling on the other side of the break. When we come back, Dan Graziano of ESPN gave 5 overreactions ahead of the 2025 NFL season. One includes the Washington Commanders. We get to those next. They're on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge, oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is list season in the National Football League, and it feels like as we get even closer to the start of NFL training camp, these lists continue to come out, and sometimes the lists are going to favor your favorite team. Sometimes the lists aren't. Dan Graziano, ESPN insider, one of the most respected insiders in the National Football League, put out a piece earlier yesterday morning. And it was titled, Judging the 2025 Offseason Overreactions, Bucks, Browns, and More. The first overreaction that Dan Graziano has is that all four NFC North teams will make the playoffs. Obviously, the Vikings had tremendous success last year. The Lions had tremendous success last year. The Packers had tremendous success last year. And when you think of that division, really the Bears are the only team that feels like they're a little bit a ways away. But I can make the argument, and I will, that Chicago is primed and ready right now as well. So since 2020, the first season in which the NFL has had the expanded playoff format, no division has sent all four teams to the playoffs in the same season. But it's bound to happen at some point. I do think that is a major overreaction. That division's interesting because two sophomore quarterbacks are really going to determine what happens to me. Because if J.J. McCarthy's worth a damn and plays well, the Vikings honestly are on the short list of Super Bowl contenders. In Chicago, if Caleb Williams builds off of his rookie season and plays well, that Bears team should be, you know, playing meaningful football in the months of December and January, trying to punch their ticket into the playoffs. So, like, I buy the NFC North. I think it's a good division, but the key is going to be the quarterback position. The other overreaction, the next overreaction that Dan Graziano had is that the Chiefs' streak of 9 AFC West titles are going to come to an end. I think that's a total overreaction as well. That division, though, and I guess this is the point here, that division, talking about the AFC West, much improved, to where they may have three playoff teams out of that division, right? Didn't they last year? With Kansas City, Denver, Chargers? So, I don't know. I'll say this, though. I think the Chiefs still win the division. I like what they did to their offensive line. They get Rashee Rice back. It's going to be a good football team. The wild card in this division to me And the team that can really shake things up is the Chargers. The team that can really shake things up in the AFC West is the Chargers. And their passing offense is going to be really the determining factor here. Right? I expect Omarion Hampton to have a big-time year, their first-round running back. I expect Ladd McConkey to build off of what he was able to do last year. Quentin Johnson had a good sophomore campaign. And then their second-round pick out of Ole Miss, Trey Harris, to me is potentially the difference here and could really help this passing offense. Where else they get me going to is, man, their offensive line's pretty damn good too. Rashawn Slater and Joe Alt make up one of the better tackle tandems in the NFL. Bradley Bozeman has been one of the better interior offensive linemen for a while. Mekhi Becton, big ticket, played really well last year in Philly, earned himself a little bit of a payday with the Chargers. My only question with the LA Chargers is this pass rush going to be formidable enough to consistently impact opposing quarterbacks? I know what Khalil Mack's going to bring, right? Made it a point of emphasis to bring him back. Thought it was a good move overall. The other guy that I think helps them out, too, with their pass rush, and I'm honestly sad that I'm just now thinking of it, Jamar Caldwell out of Oregon, who they selected in the third round, 6'1", 340. Definitely has got pass rush juice and upside. Looked at as more of your traditional nose is going to be a space eater and playing that zero technique. But I think he's got extreme pass rush juice and can shoot upfield if he gets off the ball on time as well. So the Chargers are going to make that division interesting, I feel like. I do ultimately, though, think that it is still Kansas City's to lose. That stat, though, from Graz was interesting. They've won 9 straight AFC West titles. Like, that is honestly, like, a lot. The other team, too, that I guess I didn't make a whole lot of hubbub about, Denver. Love Denver's offseason, right? Bringing in Dre Greenlaw, Talanoa Hufanga, Evan Engram now in the fold. So the next quote-unquote overreaction from Dan Graziano is that at least 3 of the Browns' current quarterbacks will start games this season. The quarterback room is as follows right now. Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and then the rookies, Shador Sanders and Dylan Gabriel. I think Joe Flacco is probably your opening day starter. So that's one. I don't think he plays all 17, so someone else is going to have to play. That'd be 2. And then I think the rookies, talking about Shador and Gabriel, are going to get their chance because the Browns aren't going to be competitive. The Browns are interesting, though, to me, man, because, and I know it's tough whenever guys make stupid decisions, and I know the old adage, innocent till proven guilty, but it ain't looking good right now for Quinshon Judkins, their second-round pick. Outside of, like, Judkins, they drafted Dylan Sampson, too, so he'll give him some juice. I just don't feel like they have enough weapons on offense. They're going to be an interesting group. They are. Maybe I'm not giving them the credit they deserve because you got Harold Fannin Jr. as well, you know, teaming up with Njoku along with, you know, Jerry Jeudy. It's not like the cupboard's completely bare, but you all kind of pick up what I'm putting down with this. Like, Cleveland is kind of void of weapons on the offensive side of the football. It's a big reason why I don't think they'll have success. But that same reason is why I think all 4 of these quarterbacks are going to eventually start. The last overreaction, Washington Commanders-centric. It's the Commanders' turn to win the NFC East. After going 12-5, 2 games behind Philly, you trade for Tunsil, you trade for Debo. Is it an overreaction that the Commanders are going to win the NFC East this year? I don't know. I do know this, though. I haven't had a repeat division winner since the early 2000s. And by process of elimination, I know the Giants aren't going to win the NFC East.
It was the Eagles that did it last, though.
It was the Eagles that did it last. I will give you that. This conversation gets me in trouble, though. I'm telling you, this conversation gets me in trouble. Said this on the air after the draft. People didn't like it, but I'll reiterate it here. When it comes to this NFC East division, I don't think it's some two-horse race the way you all are making it seem. I don't think it's just Washington and Philly vying to win this division. You can ignore it all you want. You can choose to be, you know, biased, I guess, and choose to be a fool. Newsflash, Dallas Cowboys had a hell of an offseason. They did. So much so that I'm willing to go out on a limb and say that the gap between Philly and Washington bigger than the gap that exists between Washington and Dallas. I think the Dallas Cowboys are closer to being as good as the Commanders than we're giving them credit for, especially when number four is healthy. And I know the postseason success hasn't been there, but the last time Dak Prescott's been healthy, that group won 12 games three straight times under Mike McCarthy. And their offseason, I thought, was a good one. Loved what they did in the draft. Their running back room interests me a lot. I love them getting a complimentary piece for CeeDee Lamb. It just feels like all of a sudden, like, everything is aligning for the Dallas Cowboys. And I know people don't want to hear that. Everyone wants to say that Dallas sucks, and that's the fun, cute thing to say. But, like, in reality, man, Dallas don't suck. Some of y'all's sports takes suck. How about that? This is what I get frustrated with. I already know. At @NELL_BTP. The nasty tweets are going to start rolling in. Send this guy to Dallas. He's an industry plant. Why do we have a Cowboys fan on the air? Shut up. Just because you all look at everything through a burgundy and gold colored lens doesn't mean I have to. And the bottom line is, you can argue with somebody you love, not me. The Dallas Cowboys are significantly improved compared to what they were a season ago. I don't think it can be argued. The question is going to obviously be health. Dak's health, Diggs' health, everybody's health. Impacted why Dallas didn't have more success last year. Now, say what you want about what they do in the postseason. Regular season, I told you. Under McCarthy, it was three straight 12-win seasons. Now that they're healthy, revamped offensive line, drafted Tyler Booker in the first, who was arguably the safest prospect in the class. Dallas is cooking with grease, man. The big question is going to be, you know, can the defense continue to play well? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You tweet at me as well. It's at @NELL_BTP. Couple of tweets rolling in here. Without a true number one, they won't win anything. Just saying, talking about the Commanders, I think, is what Commander Jigga tweets at us and says. And then I got Athen in Annapolis tweets at me and says, Dallas winning the East this year and their coach will be coach of the year. Bet it. I know that he's being sarcastic, but he shouldn't be. Dallas has got as good of a shot as Philly and Washington. And I really do think this is a three-team race in this NFC East. And if Dallas can stay healthy, that's as talented of a roster as there is in all of the National Football League. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's get to Mitch in New Jersey while we got a second. Mitch, we appreciate you holding, brother. What's going on?
Good morning. Good morning, man. How you doing?
Good, brother. How you doing?
I'm going back. I know when it's thunder, my cat runs downstairs. As soon as he hears thunder, boom. And don't be deceived. It could be a clear day. If you hear thunder, chance could be lightning. Many tragedies have happened. It fools people. I agree with you. I think, first with the AFC West, I think maybe this year we might have all four teams make the playoffs. And with the Commanders, they got to sign him. But with Drake London coming up from free agency, I would love to have Drake London playing with Jalen Daniels. That would be some tandem. He's younger.
Bigger.
I think he's going to command more money, but he's younger, though.
And he's a different different physical profile at that spot too. I just honestly, I don't know, man. The way that they handle the wide receiver room in terms of what type of capital they spend on it during Jaden's rookie deal is going to be very telling. It's going to be very telling. But real quick, Mitch, while we got you here, do you think the Terry extension gets done or does this thing get messy?
I think it's done. They have to. But you can't overpay, though. It's a slippery slope.
It definitely is. I appreciate the call, as always, my man. Enjoy the rest of the weekend,
nice
brother. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will get on the hardwood here for a second, talk a little bit of Wizards Summer League basketball. Speaking of Wizards Summer League basketball, our pal Bub Carrington going to join us next week live here in studio on Overtime as he gets geared up for his first annual free youth camp. So super excited to have him here in studio. We'll ask him how his time out in Vegas was and what he's looking forward to in year number two coming up in the NBA. Speaking of the Washington Wizards, when we come back, we'll go out to the Rude Guest Hotline for the first time, where we'll find our pal Varun Shankar of the Washington Post. He'll give us his thoughts as he was boots on the ground out in Vegas. That's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But a half hour left to go on the program. And before we hand things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, we'll switch gears over to the hardwood as we go out to the Rude Guest Hotline for the first time this show. This is where we find our pal Varun Shankar, who covers the Washington Wizards for the Washington Post. Give him a follow on the old X app at By Varun Shankar. Varun, what's going on, brother? Welcome back.
Hey, hey. Thank you. Thanks for having me on. You can follow me there. You can follow me on Blue Sky, TikTok, Instagram, Reddit, all the same handle.
Let's get it.
We got that brand identity right here.
Let's get it, brother. Brand identity at its finest. I'll start with a non-basketball question. You lost your Las Vegas Summer League virginity, Varun. How was it, brother?
It was pretty good. I'm not the biggest Vegas guy. Not my specific.
You weren't out there blowing money?
No, not really. I blew a little bit of money, but nothing too crazy. But no, it was a good time. Had some good food.
That's definitely when people come back from Vegas, from the number one thing people talk about a lot is the food. So I'm glad you're able to indulge in that. I enjoyed the photo that you took as well, man. So I'm glad you're able to have a good time out there, consume some hoops, and then come back and tell us all about it. In the Summer League games that you saw, Varun, what stood out to you the most about the regulars that we saw play?
I think the biggest thing that stands out is Trey Johnson is what we thought he was going to be early on. He is someone who, where the jump shot translates, the handle needs to get a little bit better, but you see how his high release point, how his just pure form allows him to be an effective shooter. And that's a big news for a Wizards team that last year, you know, drafted some more raw players, and you saw a lot more up and downs in Summer League. You saw less ups and downs from Trey Johnson. There's a lot of improvement left to go.
Yeah.
But he looks like he's on the path to being what, you know, a pretty reasonable outcome for him.
And I think it all goes back to draft lottery night for me, Varun. I keep saying, if you would have told me on lottery night that the Wizards were going to end up with Trey Johnson despite falling to the sixth overall pick, I would have said, well, can I have some of what you're sipping? So they're feeling really good about the way he started. The one area, Varun, that I know a lot of folks had question marks with in terms of Johnson was the defensive end. It was well documented through the pre-draft process how, you know, Will Dawkins and company, you know, challenged him during his pre-draft visit to get better and take a real onus on that end of the floor. I thought he competed well defensively in Vegas. Wasn't perfect by any stretch of the imagination. What did you think about his defense? And what are your expectations for him on that end of the floor in year number one?
Yeah, I thought he was fine. I don't think he was a disaster. I don't think he was spectacular. I thought he showed some pretty good effort. I thought he got beat a couple of times. But I think, you know, he's a young guard. They're not going to be good on defense early. But he's got some tools to be good on the defensive end. He's not the greatest athlete of all time, but he's got a long wingspan. And from all the conversations we've had with him, it seems like he tries. And that's like, I don't know, more than half the battle, I think.
Right. I definitely agree, and then the one thing that you continue to hear about him before people talk about the silky smooth jumper, before people talk about, you know, the secondary playmaking, they call his work ethic into question. Not calling into question, but he's constantly praised about that. I had his high school coach on, Chad Myers, the night after he was drafted, and hearing some of the stories about his prep year that he took before going to the University of Texas. Really, his coaches talked about that prep year, he tried to treat it like college, and then last year at Texas, he tried to treat it like his rookie year in the NBA. Because of that, I expect his growth and development really not to be something that's linear this year. I think he'll have ups. I think he'll have downs. By season's end, what do you think the goal should be for Trey Johnson in terms of where he stands within the organization?
He has a reasonable case to be the organization's top young prospect by the end of the year. You look at his shooting, you look at the way his game looks like it might translate, and you also look at how early on in Summer League, it doesn't look like the returning players have maybe taken, outside of Keyshawn, I think this was mainly a concern with Bub and Alex, none of them have taken steps to the point where I'm like, oh, stamp them, they're the best part of this rebuild right now. So, I don't think it's out of the question, though. At the end of this year, we're talking about Trey Johnson as the best piece. I can tell you this. I talked to some people around the league, and you heard a lot of praise for the Trey Johnson thing. You heard a lot of praise for what he might bring.
I think that's a good sign in terms of, you know, one, Varun, the credibility of this organization coming back, too. That's like a lost part of all of this. One thing that I really thoroughly have enjoyed throughout this summer league and then the draft process and free agency to this point, feels like a lot of folks around the association are respecting what Mike Winger and Will Dawkins are doing here in the nation's capital, tearing this thing down to the studs and trying to build a sustained winner in a responsible manner. When you look at the returning guys, though, that perform, talking about Bub Carrington, Keyshawn George, Alex Saar, I want to start with Bub Carrington here. And I'm actually going to have Bub on early next week to discuss his youth camp that he's got coming up this week. So definitely, fans out there, make sure you keep it locked for that conversation. But as far as Bub goes, I think, Vroom, we understand that they're giving him the runway to earn the starting point guard job and to be the starting point guard of the future. How do you think the two summer league performances aided him in terms of that pursuit?
It was an uneven summer league for Bub. I thought he was a bit up and down. You could definitely see the emphasis that he and the team had on playing fast. I also think you saw sometimes that they just looked a little bit all over the place. And then one thing that has stood out to me is his number one weapon right now is that pull-up jumper, and there's good reason for it. Yeah. It's a great weapon to have. It is, if you want to be a high-usage player in the NBA, it's something that you need to be able to have to punish teams for, you know, ducking on screens with you and letting you shoot. You got to be able to take advantage of that.
Right.
It is also, on the other hand, kind of his only weapon right now.
Yeah.
He doesn't have much of a game getting to the rim, and I think that's something you really need at the point guard position, especially because Trey Johnson doesn't do that too much. And, you know, there were a lot of times where, as someone who's in charge of getting the offense organized, there were a few shots in summer league that I looked at, and I was like, I don't know if I love the way that possession played out, especially so early in the clock. So it's a growing process. I know that, you know, he's so young, there's a lot of room to grow, but there were definitely things to improve on from summer league.
So I agree with your assessment of Bub Carrington, Varun, and it's for that reason that I was pretty vocal with my disappointment last week with the Wizards choosing to shut those guys down. I know there was some injury labels that they designated to this year's first-round picks, but Varun, riddle me this. If you're Will Dawkins and company and you're trying to establish a culture and create good habits, I mean, why sit these guys down in an environment that allows them to be competitive, in an environment that allows them to work on things that they need to, you know, quite frankly, improve on? What were your thoughts on the franchise shutting down a lot of these guys after two summer league games?
Yeah, you could play it a lot of different ways. I think you could have probably played them a couple more games. It would have made the last two games a little bit more interesting, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
But two games, in the second game, most of them looked, you know, each of them had a game where they looked pretty good out of the three second-year guys who got shut down. And so I think you can justify the decision, but, I think they could have also justified playing them another game.
It's just frustrating for him when you see other guys across the league. Like, I'm watching Dalton Connect play in all of the Lakers' summer league games as a young man that got heavy minutes last year as a rookie.
I think the Wizards would tell you that they feel like their rookies have probably accomplished more already than Dalton Connect has. And whether that's correct or not, I don't think that, you know, either party has particularly done too much in the league yet, right. But that's what they tell you.
So that's interesting, because that's really, to me, the number one question that I have about this group coming out, and I think it's going to be a big question during the season. And I now shift the conversation to our guy Alex Sarverun, if I may. He's someone that his effort and motor and want to is something that I'm going to be monitoring throughout the entire season. I think that will be a good gauge of team success when he is active, crashing the defensive glass hard, altering shots at the rim. I think that's when this team will be at his best. One thing he definitely struggled with, I saw this summer, was finishing at the rim and rolling hard with the intent to finish. When you look at the way he played in the two summer league games, what did you make of it? And do you think he's got the runway to continue to build off of what happened last year?
So definitely have the runway. The team will give him every chance possible as a number two pick just a year ago. And I think there's still a lot to like about Sar, even in the summer league where the first game was absolutely disappointing. The second game was better, a lot better. I do think that there were clear signs of the moments where Sar needs to increase his intensity as on both ends of the floor, to be quite honest. You can see that sometimes he just seems a little less engaged, especially, I mean, you can see a clear difference between game one and game two,
right,
about his engagement. And so that's something that was some level of question last year too. So it's something that's got to improve. It's
It's huge, though, like, Varone. It's huge, especially when you're...
Especially at that position. Yes. It's something, you know, you could be a little bit less disengaged as a guard, I think, but when you're playing center, you've got to be willing to, you know, go down and get dirty, and like, or else your team is going to suffer unless you have a ridiculous supporting cast around you. There are some players who have had that, you know, that kind of mixed motors, and motor is tough because it's hard to tell effort, but I do think you can tell sometimes with Sarri the physicality and how like engaged and aggressive, I think is about the best word for him. And some of that I think has to do with personality. So, like he seems to be a very, really hardworking guy. He seems to be someone who responds to criticism well. So hopefully it's something that, improves over time.
It's something that I'm going to be monitoring, Varun, not just with him, but with the entire team. When you're such a young group and you're trying to build good habits and establish a culture and determine who you're going to be, building good habits is key. And the first thing that the Wizards got to do, and I know Will Dawkins talked about this during the broadcast on Sunday, is that they want teams to feel them defensively this year. They want teams to know that, hey, I just locked in for 48 minutes with the Washington Wizards. In terms of, like, how young this team is, Varun, how much onus do you put on Brian Keefe in terms of getting this group to play hard for 82 nights out of the year? I know there'll be some nights where you just don't have it, but I think the one thing that's got to be established first here for DC is that they're going to come out and play hard every night no matter what.
I would say that's among his top jobs. I would say that his two jobs are making sure that the team is playing hard on a consistent basis. And I would say that another job is making sure that, they're coming to the gym with that desire to develop and that desire to get better every day. I mean, that's what he said his job was sometime last year when we asked him. So I think that's paramount.
If it can't happen, if it doesn't happen this year, and we see, multiple 15-game losing streaks the way we did last year, I think some folks may begin to call him into question. I'm excited. I think one thing that we noticed last year, Varun, I think you'll agree, he had that one press conference that was super short where he said it's just not good enough. I think he's done a really good job not berating the players to the media, but I do know, according to people, that I talked to inside the building, he is not afraid to challenge guys and to hold guys accountable in that locker room. So we'll see how that fares this year and how it helps this young group develop. You can follow Varun at By Varun Shankar on all social media platforms. We appreciate you making some time for us, my man, here on this Saturday afternoon. Hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend, brother.
Thanks so much. Thank you for having me on.
That is Varun Shankar of the Washington Post. Give him a follow at By Varun Shankar. That's By VARUNSHANKAR. Varun Shankar of the Washington Post. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, there is a Super Bowl winning tight end roaming around the studio somewhere. We'll get to him coming up momentarily, plus the latest on where things stand between the Commanders and Terry McLaurin. Jeremy Fowler of ESPN giving some insight this morning on where things stand and what's real and what's not. We'll close out things next. One final segment to go before we hand things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. He'll lead you into Denton Day. He'll lead you into Nats baseball. So keep it live and local on the Fan and the Team 980 for the rest of the afternoon. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham. You can follow me on social media. It is at NELL_BTP. I thought I'd give you the absolute latest on where things stand between Terry McLaurin and the Washington Commanders. This according to Jeremy Fowler of ESPN from this morning, saying, quote, cooler head should prevail. They want McLaurin there. They're not trading McLaurin. That was made clear to me from a source of the team. Can I be honest about what that means to me? Nothing. Absolute nothing. Absolutely nothing. See, I started off the show with this. I'll continue to say it. We move with such emotion when it comes to this situation to where we act as if all possibilities aren't on the table here. No one knows what Terry's been offered. No one knows what Terry's asking for. So to act as if you know he's not going to get traded or you know things are going to work out, I'm really not too interested in hearing that. What I am interested in hearing is this. It's Terry McLaurin from earlier this week at the Eastern's Automotive Group shoot. He had this to say about the disconnect between him and the franchise right now.
What is the disconnect as you see it? Is it just, I mean, beyond how they're treating you, the tone perhaps, is it just the money? Is it your age? I know that's been mentioned at the time. What do you see as the disconnect?
You know, I'll try to keep the specifics of it between, you know, my agent and the team, but, you know, I think there is a disconnect of the value of what I bring to the table and how that applies to not only the fair market deal and the fair market value, but what I've proven up until this point and what I still know I can do at a very high level. And just speaking to the point of, you know, you bringing up age, like, obviously that is a part of the NFL. You know, I mean, Father Time is undefeated. But I think it's unfortunate that a general data point, not just for myself, but in general, is just used and not by a case-by-case basis. In my case, I've been blessed by the Lord and the actions that I take to take care of my body. I've never had a major surgery in my entire career. Thank God for that, you know what I mean? And on top of the work that I put in. But also, I haven't missed a game in four or five years. And I don't miss practice. You know, I play every game. And so who's to say, coming off this last season, I won't continue to play at a high level? I believe that. I truly do. And I know I'm going to put the work in to continue to do that at a high level and be bought in and be unselfish and be the guy that I know I've been. And to be quite frank with you, like, you know, even when it comes to guys who are approaching 30, like, my case is different, not only from a health standpoint, but this is only going to be my seventh year. A lot of people may not know my story, but at Ohio State, I really didn't play a lot my first 2 years. There's not a lot of tread on my tires. This is the first year we made a deep playoff run. You know what I mean? And I've been extremely healthy through all of that. And so to just, I'm not under the understanding that 30 just applies to me. I'm not dismissing that completely. You know what I mean? There are data points that support that. But how come it's not okay to honor and see, okay, this may be a different case. And based on what he's proven and showing no signs of deterioration, like, you know, I feel like that should be acknowledged as well. And so in general, you hope that there's a case-by-case basis and not a group thinking of, hey, this is this age group and, you know, they fit in this age group, so this is how we're going to treat them. I don't think that's quite right. It's the business. It's depending on how each organization in front office see it. So, you know, that's kind of how that is. But, you know, 30 ain't old. You know what I mean? People making it seem like I need to start getting fitted for a walker and a cane. You know what I mean? No disrespect. You know what I mean? Because with age comes wisdom. You know what I mean? And I think my game is going to continue to mature in a great way as I go out through the course of the end of my career. And I don't think that's right now. I don't think that's near. And my ability to make catches at the catch point, people call it contested catches. I call it winning at the catch point. You know what I mean? I think that'll continue to stay. My speed, I still am a 4-3 guy. I'm the same guy just in January, you know, was able to take a slant in the NFC Championship game in a screen for a touchdown. I don't think that changes in 6 months, especially without no major injuries. And so, you know, I know that was a long, drawn-out answer, but I just wanted to kind of, you know, address that standpoint. But the specifics of the negotiations, I want to keep, you know, in-house as much as possible. But just speaking to the point of age and things like that, and I kind of.
That's Terry McLaurin expressing where things stand between him and the team, what the disconnect actually is. We just reported Jeremy Fowler saying, according to sources that he spoke with earlier this week, a trade not on the horizon yet, but the request hasn't come from McLaurin's camp. We'll see what ends up happening. Veterans set to report on Tuesday. Will McLaurin be in attendance is the big question. That's going to do it for the Youngest and Charles and L. Willingham. You can keep the conversation going with me on social media. It is at @NELL_BTP. The DLC, Rick Doc Walker, comes your way next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.